And let's return to tariffs now and the confirmation on Wednesday from Donald Trump of the introduction of a 20% tariff on all EU products entering the United States. One of Ireland's most impacted sectors is farming, and in a moment we'll be discussing the impact on dairy. But first, our reporter Charlie McKinley spoke to farmers at a sheep mart in Coot Hill in County Cavan, and they gave their reaction to the announcement.
It's going to be a severe increase in the prices of meal, in the prices of feeding and raising cattle and sheep, and it's going to be very drastic, and all of our families over here now are already struggling with the prices of beef and the prices of sheep, and now it's just going to go through the roof. So it is. It's going to leave us all struggling for getting a few pound out of a lot of days' hours of work. So it is.
I think it'll be an awful thing. We came through Brexit there and it was a serious thing, and now this here looks to be going to be something as bad or maybe worse. I don't think it's going to be any worse than Brexit, but it's not good. It's not good for the country.
I won't be worried. I'd be worried about the milk and butter and all that stuff. If that rises by such a percentage, it's going to destroy us here, which it looks like it is, you know. And we are going to be hit harder than the north of Ireland.
Well, it's not good. It's not good for Ireland. It's not good for our economy, anything. That I think it's going to have a knock-on effect on all of us. And we're bad enough as it is, but it's going to make it worse. And the price of everything has just gone through the roof. It's not just now, but in the last 2-3 years, with the war in Ukraine and everything, the price of meal had gone up to near €12 a bag for sheep. Thankfully, it's come down a bit, but you go to do anything, and the price of animals have gone up. But when you go to buy something that you need for the farm, it's gone up too. So your animals has to go up to cover the cost.
And that was Charlie McGinley talking to farmers in Coot Hill in County Cavan. Conor Mulvihill is Director of Dairy Industry Ireland. That's the IBEC sector association representing dairy processing and other dairy food related groups in Ireland. Conor, you're very welcome to studio. You can really hear the concern, can't you, and the worry in the voices of the farmers that Charlie was talking to there in County Cavan. Just let's get some context and some numbers mainly. How exposed is dairy and the dairy sector in this country to the US market?
Yeah, good morning, Mary, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, look, dairy sector is Ireland's biggest native industry. It's a €17.6 billion industry with massive multiplier effects. We are effectively the Google or the Pfizer of rural Ireland. We have come through crisis before. 11% of what we produce goes to America, mostly in the form of butter, but also very successful cheese, specialised nutrition, whey, casein markets. It's important. I can hear the concern of farmers and can hear the concern of workers around the country, but it's important we've come through things like this before, and we're a very resilient industry. Brexit, COVID, Ukraine, energy. The playbook is there. Obviously, we've more of a roadmap now, and IBEC is already creating impact assessments. The Taoiseach, you heard already, Mary, laying out the plans, meeting with unions, meeting with employers later on today. So, to paraphrase, keep calm and carry on. We have gone through this before. It's not great news, obviously, but let's get down to work on it now.
The keep calm and carry on, I suppose, is all very well. But at the moment, it is the uncertainty, the worry about the uncertainty, the sentiment that the Taoiseach was talking about that is really impacting people at the moment, isn't it? And there's an additional worry. And the people Charlie spoke to were farmers up on the border. There's the cross-border element now of a tariff 11% in Northern, or sorry, 10% in Northern Ireland, 20% just across the border in the south. And if there are reciprocal tariffs, you know, again, more uncertainty about what will happen.
Absolutely. Look, we're the poster boy with whiskey of the all island industry. And look, there could be opportunities here. Like, that's Irish milk up in the north as well. We have Northern milk, Southern milk, going through a lot of our dairy and specialised nutrition products. There could be opportunity here for us, and we'll have to sit down and see what the executive orders are from the States, what are the European Union, how can we leverage the Windsor framework, which is absolutely vital for the continuance of the all-Ireland dairy economy and the all-Ireland agri-food economy. So let's take a step back and go through it and do the planning.
The head of IBEC was arguing with us yesterday, you know, going hard from the European European Union point of view now to get the US to the table. Is that the Taoiseach a more nuanced approach? What do you recommend?
Yeah, well, like, it's very frustrating for us in the agri-food industry that agri-food always in these disputes, be just China at the end of last year, is always the one that gets the kicking. And that's very frustrating. And you heard that from the farmers on the border. We would like agri-food to be taken away because it's low margin business. It affects consumers in America, price rises, et cetera, affects farmers and consumers here. Like, we would argue, and we'll be working with both IBEC and the state to have that. But let's call a spade a spade. If we weren't in the EU and weren't part of the bloc, the tariff, the reciprocal tariff according to the US formula would be double on Ireland. We'd have been nearly 40% in terms of the formula that they've used rather than the 20%. So there is a strength in numbers. We are part of the EU, and let's work with the EU with a whole government, whole sector approach.
All right, and on that we must leave tariffs this morning. Conor Mulvihill, Director of Dairy Industry Ireland, thank you very much indeed for coming into us.